There's magic in a watercolor brush. Magic that leads to patterns and pictures and fun when you find out the many ways you can use a brush. Here to help you is your TV art teacher, James A. Schwalbach, extension specialist in art and design of the University College of Agriculture. Mr. Schwalbach.
Hello, boys and girls. There's magic in a brush. It's a marvelous piece of drawing equipment. Do you know that the Japanese and the Chinese use a brush not only for their drawings, but for their writing as well, just as we use a pen? And we in Wisconsin, of course, know that the Norwegians use a brush a great deal to decorate plates. Down in Mexico, the Mexican pottery artists use a brush to decorate their pottery plates and bowls that they make. Today, we're going to try out a brush and see how much magic we can find in it. Let's start out by checking our supplies. They're really very simple. First of all, and most important, of course, we need our brush. Now, most of you will have a brush something like this. If it's good and clean, it'll come up to a single point when you wet it in water or dip it in your ink. If you have more than one point on your brush, you just haven't kept your brush clean enough. But let's not worry about that. Some of you may have a slightly different type of brush. It's a brush that is wide and broad at the end. That's all right, too. It'll make a little different kind of a line. As you stroke it one way, it'll make a very broad line. As you stroke it another way, it'll make a thin line. So you can use that type of brush as well. Now, for our painting and our drawing and our experiments with the brush, I'd just as soon not have you use your watercolors today. I'd like to work just in one color so that we can get used to just you working with the brush. And for that, we're going to use something we used last week, just ordinary ink. The ink out of the inkwell of your desk will work very well. Or if you have a bottle of ink, use that as well. I wouldn't use India ink, although it's possible. It's a little bit expensive, just ordinary, cheap drawing ink. Finally, because we may be a little bit messy, we're going to need just a rag, an ordinary old rag to wipe off the brush between colors and keep our hands clean. And last of all, an old jar full of water. We're going to need that to clean off our brush in between. Now, I'd like to have you be very sure that you have all those materials on your desk. In addition, of course, to possibly two sheets of drawing paper. Let's check just a minute now. Two sheets of drawing paper, your watercolor brush, your ink, ordinary writing ink, a paint rag, and a jar of water. You have all that set and ready to go? Fine. Now, I'd like to just say a few things about the care of a brush. You know, when we dip a brush in ink and make a stroke with it on the page, we get it dirty, of course, and we want to clean it out in between those strokes. In cleaning that, do it in this manner. Just dip it down into the water, but not down so it comes to the bottom of the jar. In this jar, it's very easy. And just swish it around in the water, but don't get it down to the bottom. If you get it near the edge, it will ruin the hairs. Another thing, never allow your brush to set down at the bottom of the jar on its end. If you do that, you can see the tip bending right down at the bottom. It's going to be a little bit bent. After you get the brush all swished out and cleaned, then when you set it down, take your rag, wipe it out well so all the water is removed, and set it down just in an open space so it doesn't bend against anything. If you're setting it in a box, don't have the tip up against the box. Don't set it in such a way so that the end of the brush will bend against the jar, because here's what happens there. You can see it bending, and then as the brush dries, if we bring it up, it'll dry in this manner. And if you have a brush in your watercolor box that looks like this, well, about all it's good for is painting around corners, and that even's a little difficult with it. So let's keep it straight. Watch out how you set it down. Now, in using the brush itself, we use it, again, using just the tip of it, just touching the brush to the page. Once in a while, I find a boy or girl, and instead of just using this tip, will come down and they'll just scrub away like this on the brush. Well, now what happens again is that you may be getting lots of paint on the page at the time, but you're just ruining all the hairs of that brush. So let's keep it nice and easily held in our hand and just running the tip, gradually touching it, and it'll work much better and take care of the brush. Now, So much for our materials and how to take care of them. What can we do with these brushes? Well, there are just many, many things to do, and we're just going to try a few of them. And I want you to go right along with me now. So will all of you pick up that watercolor brush, get that watercolor brush in your hand already, dip it down in your ink so it's fully charged with ink, get it loaded with ink. Wipe it off against the side of your inkwell or pan so you have a point. Now, let's come up here and hold the brush in your hand in this fashion. So it's straight up and down so that you can rest the hand on the page as I'm doing here and then just touch the tip of the brush to the page. You see the very, very fine line I'm making here? Will you try that? Just touch the tip of the brush to the page, holding it erect. Now, if your brush isn't clean, you're getting more than one line, and there isn't terribly much we can do about that. Just touch it in. Now, take it and let's just zigzag it back and forth. You'll find when you do this, you're going to get a slightly thicker line in some parts and a thinner in the other. Just zigzag back and forth. That's one kind of line that we can do. Will you do that on your page? Just zigzag back and forth with your brush. Fine. Let's dip it in the ink again to be sure it's fully charged. And down here with it. Come over here, and we're going to take a single stroke and first draw that thin line that we did before, just a very, very thin line. Can we do that? Now take it and press the brush about halfway down in the page, and you'll get a heavy line with the same brush. You see that? Two lines with the same brush. Let's dip it back in the ink. Now try this. Press lightly, come down hard, and come up lightly again. Press lightly, come down hard, come up lightly again. Will you try that? You see how that stroke varies from a very thin line here, coming up gradually to a thicker line, back to a thin line by pressing lightly, pressing hard, pressing lightly. Are you doing that? Trying that out on your sheet of paper? I hope so. All right, now let's try just something again, a little bit different. You can use your brush as a sort of a cross hat, just taking it, filling it with color, and pressing hard and light as you wish, and just do this, and then come this, and then do this, and come that. Cross them right over on top, and do this, and come that on top of it, right on top, very, very quickly. Don't work too slowly on this at all, just a sort of a cross hat sort of thing. And you'll get, again, a little bit different texture. It'll be thick and thin in some parts as you just happen to press on the brush. So try that on your paper. Just cross-hatch very quickly down. These things go very quickly. Keep dipping your brush in the inkwell in between. Now coming down, we haven't done any curved lines. And just take this and just swirl this around. Again, varying the pressure, winding all the way around the page in a very wiggly sort of a fashion. Pressing hard, coming up and pressing light. And you'll get a curly Q sort of thing. Try that on your paper, just a swirl. Don't cover all of your paper, just a little experiment. All right, get some more ink on the brush. Coming over here, wavy lines. Now we can have the waves very sharp and pointed in this manner if we wish, going up and down, one right underneath another, up and down, coming up pointed. Or if the day is a little bit calmer, well then just a slow, easy roll of the brush. Again, another different thing that you can do with your brush. Are you trying this along with me? Quick strokes coming up to a point, slow, easy moving strokes, just rolling along the page. Something different again. Let's get some more ink on that brush. And this time we're going to be sure we have a kind of a point or several points. Hold it and just barely touch this to the page. Just little dots down on the brush. Coming down, just making little bit of dots on the page. Just touching them, just as fine as you can make them. And you can see another little different way of using your brush. Just having little bit of dots done. Let's try that. Just touch the brush. Now, if you have more than one point to your brush, you're going to have more than one dot at a time. Maybe that would be a good idea, but let's try it this way. Fine, let's turn the page. If your page is full, just turn it over or take that second sheet of paper as you wish. Maybe you'll have room on this first place. We did regular dots before, dots almost the same size. Let's try it a little bit differently. Instead of dotting, just stroking very short, coming in and just making a quick stroke, just very quick ones in here, and you'll get dots that vary in length. They may go in different directions. They may go all in the same direction. Just very, very quick little strokes with the brush. And that's another thing we can do. Just instead of the dots, very brief little lines. Are we trying that? Just very brief little strokes on the page. All right, now this is a little bit different. And you watch this quite closely, because you may never have done this before, at least not knowingly. Take your brush, fill it with ink, and over here on the side of your paper, just wipe the ink off the brush until you get most of the ink out. You want to get almost all of the ink out of the brush. I'm just wiping that brush off on the sheet of paper. Let's just do that. Get it all. All right, now it's pretty dry. And that's what this is called. This is called a dry brush type of technique, because we work with a brush that's been filled with ink and then wiped off so it's almost dry. Now I'll come over here with this dry brush and just lightly brush it on the page. And you see what happens. We don't get a solid color. We get a sort of a stroke, a sort of a shaded effect. And we may want to use this for shading on the sides of tree trunks or the sides of flowers or stems. Just a sort of an uneven color on the page. You've had that happen to you on your drawing when you didn't want it to happen, and actually you can make a use of it. Now the next thing we want to try, you boys and girls that have old and brushes that have more than one point are going to work very well at this. Those who have nice clean brushes are going to have to make your brush have more than one point. Dip your brush into the ink again. Get lots of ink on it. Then come up here. My brush comes to one very nice point here, as you probably can see. Just a very nice sharp point. But I've used that before, and I don't want to do it this way. So take your finger. You'll get your fingers a little bit dirty doing it. And just actually separate that, the hairs of that brush. Separate it carefully. So I have in here now several points. I could have two. I could have three or four, as we wish. Then taking this brush, which we call a split hair brush because the hairs have been split, and coming down, and you see you get four or five lines at a time, and you get a little different type of texture. You could cross them if you wish, and you can get a pattern that way, making what we call a split-haired stroke. And you might try that with your brush now, just using several different points, separating them if you have only one point, and drawing sideways or up and down or any fashion way you wish to get several lines with one stroke of the brush. Now, there's just two more ways that we want to use the brush, things I want to suggest to you. One is something that you've used a lot and you're familiar with. And for this, we need a very full-color charged brush. Charge it full with ink. You come down, and we very frequently use the brush to cover large areas very quickly in a nice, smooth, solid color. Now, your color will be solid if the color in the brush comes out evenly and solidly. If you have a little more color at one time, it'll come out uneven, and that doesn't make too much difference. Now, that's one way of using a brush, getting solid colors. For clean lines, we do just the lines with the brush on a dry sheet of paper. But it may be that at some time, we might want to make a line with our brush that is sort of soft and sort of diffused that we can't see too clearly. And we can do that very easily. And to do that, if you pick up another brush or clean out your same brush if you wish, you can do that. I said, let's do that. Just clean out your brush in water so you have no ink in it. Wipe it out so you have just nothing but water in the brush. Then take that brush. There's nothing but water unless just wet a portion of the page. Just put some water on there so you just have a wet section of the page. In fact, you can take a whole sheet of paper and put it in a bathtub or something like that so the whole sheet is wet. Then wipe off this brush again so we get the extra water out because we don't want any of that water in our ink. Wipe it off. Have you done that? Have you wet the sheet of paper with your brush, wiped off the brush that had water on, so you have a clean, dry brush, and there's a section of your paper wet? Let's do that right now, because we're going to need that wet for this next little experiment here. We all ready for that? And take the clean, dry brush, dip it in your ink, and let's not get too much ink on this time, just a little bit at the tip, and come in here and tip it down. You see what happens? That it almost explodes. That color just runs out on that wet sheet, and you get a sort of a diffused or a soft effect. And it may be that at some time we would like that type of effect. Try it. Put a little dot in here and there and just see how the color just shoots out. And there's sometimes we want to work on a dry piece of paper, getting designs that way, and other places where we want to work on a wet sheet of paper. Now, using our brush, we can create all sorts of patterns. You saw when I started the program, I was working a little floral design here with my brush, drawing a little round stroke with some other strokes that came out for it, creating leaves very, very quickly here. Now, that's one way you can use it, drawing some sort of a pattern that you might see that's real. You could use it just to create patterns, just designs that don't really look like anything. They're just patterns, and that's all. But before we begin experimenting with these brushes and playing with them and having fun, I want to show you what some adult artists, some other artists, like yourself in some cases, and some that are living in other countries, have done with the brush and used the brush to create pictures and to create designs on craft work. I had the opportunity a number of years ago to visit Wales, England. And I came back with me with this piece of pottery. It's a piece of pottery made in a Welsh pottery works. And I hope you can see this. How the Welsh artist has taken the brush and in circles around this has drawn circles concentric, one within the other, right around the outside of this jar to create part of the design. And then while this design was still wet on this sheet of, or on this piece of pottery it wouldn't be paper, while it was still wet, they took a dry brush and just went right across those wet lines, just bringing them very quickly out, and that gave a sort of a radiating effect. These lines came right through the other wet lines and dragged them out. And at the edge, they put three little dots to create actually a very, very lovely pattern that doesn't look like anything. It's a sort of a design on a plate. Down in Mexico, the Mexican artists have done exactly the same thing with their pottery, creating in many cases floral patterns. And I have two little bowls to show you here. These bowls were created by a Mexican potter, and not being abstract designs, here you have floral designs, leaves and little branches, where the brush itself was used to suggest the design. You can see actually those things really don't exist, but they look a little bit like flowers. Well, now artists can not only use the brush to create patterns on plates and bowls, but we do that right here in Wisconsin. And here I have a design, which is a very, very simple one, one I like very much, made by our Norwegian artist on a wooden plate. You can see here how just a simple brush stroke was drawn across here with a little blob at the end, and then in between those were just simple strokes of the brush, that very same stroke I showed you. A thin here, starting to thick and coming back to thin again. Thin to thick to thin, where the brush was pressed lightly, pressed harder, pressed lightly, creating a sort of a simple abstract design for a plate that's very simple to do and very easy to do. The Norwegians use this also for drawing decorative Easter eggs, for flowers on bowls as well. And here we have what I'd really like to show you because it's a very beautiful little Easter egg right here in the center, where the artist has painted a solid color over the egg underneath, and then with the brush has created just a little design pattern, cross-hatching it in some parts, swirling the brush in others. You may be able to see some of these sort of floral patterns. These were not drawn to resemble certain flowers, but actually were just designs created by the brush itself. Let's go on a little further. Many of you have seen plates and cabinets decorated in this manner. Norwegian rosemary. Again, this doesn't actually exist, but a simple sweep of the brush coming up here in a big, bold way with other lines and patterns added to it over the top. The Japanese and the Chinese use a brush, as I said, not only for drawing, but writing as well. And I have here a Japanese print or a Japanese drawing of a tree and some leaves, where the artist here has just taken a thin line, barely touching the brush to the page, making the branches, and then with quick, bold strokes, putting the leaves down very fast and very freely to create a very, very simple arrangement. Animals, prints, and pictures are done the same way. And here's a very moving picture of a horse, where the artist, again, you can see here how just a simple stroke of the brush bringing up here for the various parts of the horse. Here a brush used partly wet, partly dry in spots to make the mane. Up here, very simple brush strokes for the branches and a few over the top for the leaves to create a simple brush drawing. Now, not only do artists do this, grown-up artists, but boys and girls do as well. And that's what we hope you're going to do. And a number of years ago on the radio program Let's Draw, we had a lesson very similar to this. And here we have one of the drawings that was sent in for this particular program. You can see this young girl artist listening to Let's Draw drew this horse, again, creating just brush strokes to create the horse, using leaves actually looking a little bit like Norwegian material up here, to create just the pattern with a brush. All right, now, really, we can have a good deal of fun doing this. We've talked about what other artists do with it. We've done lots of experimenting. as we can see here, and you can look at your pages as well and see all the various experiments we've done, just actually several pages of them with our brush. Now, what I want you to do now, I think we're ready to use our brush and to experiment with it and try it out. And I'd like to have you do one of two things. You can do either one. You look at this sheet of, well, let's call them scribbles if you wish. They're just all sorts of designs all over the place. Maybe you can see something in that. Maybe your waves. Maybe you want to put a boat on top of that. Maybe you can see a face or a landscape or something in these scribbles. Maybe you want to just add something to that to create patterns and objects out of this particular page. If you can, fine. Use your imagination there. It may be that you look at your scribbles and all you see are just scribbles on the page, that you want to draw a picture. Well, that's perfectly all right, too. Then you just take that sheet of paper, as I've done here, and start out, pick up your brush and pick it in, and start drawing. So one of those two ways. You try either way. So let's get out those big sheets of paper, those brushes, that ink, and use your imagination, and let's see if we can find some magic in the tip of your brush. So let's draw.
This has been another experimental program in the teaching of creative art through television. Your TV art teacher has been James A. Schwalbach, Extension Specialist in Art and Design of the University College of Agriculture. We would like to see samples of the drawings as a result of these programs. Send your work to WHA-TV, Madison 6, Wisconsin. And send us your comments and suggestions as well. Next Friday, there will be no television art program because of the State Teachers Convention. We'll be back on November 12th at 10 o'clock with a program all about watercolors and pigs. The materials you'll need are listed in the teacher's guide. This is the Wisconsin School of the Air.